8:31. We will call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Byers, Setzer, Lytle is absent. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented?
So moved.
Moved by Byers. Second. Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 with Lytle abstaining. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Patty, what's up?
Well, it's pretty quiet right now. Basically, we're just getting ready for the billing for the new year. Then we start working on our stats for next year. Kind of looking at the stats, it looks like our area 2, which is a smaller area, might be at 69%, so in ag land, so that's kind of a first time maybe, so we'll see, but that's only 3 townships. We're studying area 1 now too to see what's going on, but with the raises and everything we gave last year, we may not have to bump them quite as much. Residential's still real slow and a lot of foreclosures.
For the benefit of the new group, you want to touch on area 1, 2, and so forth?
Yeah, area 2
morning,
is
morning,
the Liberty, Sherman, and Island Grove. Those are the 3 down there that hit Pawnee County. So there's only 3 townships there, so we don't have a lot of sales, but we had to bump those pretty good last year. And then basically all the other county is considered area 1. Because it used to be we had a north and a south, but the south is selling as well as the north is. So, you know, we've combined those all together. So what we start doing now is look at our stats and start working on the new year, but we have to get the billing out first. We start working on everything. Small towns are still kind of being a problem as far as, you know, they're distressed. And
did you see the sale of the house in Blue Springs?
On
Danny Schultz's old house?
Oh.
Sold for $70,000, just sold for $8,900 yesterday, or Friday. So
I went to a workshop last year, and I think the state's going to have to start addressing some of this, because where do we go? I mean, what is the value of a property?
Right.
And appraisers are having a difficult time. You know, and because it's a distressed market doesn't necessarily mean that house isn't worth something. It's just people need to get away from it. They've lost their job, or, you know, so it's becoming very difficult. Another thing I did find out is that last week is that Lancaster County put on a presentation, and now basically they're doing imagery from in town, so they're actually, they're stepping foot on properties, but they angle on top of the house, and they can go to all sides of it. It's very interesting, I'm sure.
With satellite?
I'm sure it costs, you know, a lot of money. It's like we have our, you know, we fly our county in the rural area and we can see our outbuildings and our houses. Well, this is done in town by block. And then you can zero in on things, but that's what Lancaster's doing. What they did talk about, though, is they're starting not to go into the homes. It's a new world that we live in. The appraiser will go to the door and talk to the person, but going into homes is just starting to be really, you know.
How long until we see that $15,000 ag sale that Iowa had? Have you heard any of that?
That Iowa had?
Have you guys followed it?
Saline County had one. I want to say, was it $8,900?
Saline, I know, has had.
Just recently? You
know, I don't remember exactly the amount, but.
They had a big one.
I read the article on the one in Iowa, the single largest or highest purchase of a non-developmental area. So,
and the thing that concerns me about all this is because we are behind the ball on, you know, where we're looking at sales. And so it just becomes like, even when things start dropping down, I mean, and we're starting to get there, but I just don't know what. I think the state sort of needs to address what's really going on in the marketplace. Because it is just really difficult. And we told the tax administrator, and we've kind of indicated that, you know, it's concerning on how you really do value property right now.
I would suggest that your professional organization and NACO should go to the legislature and ask for a steady resolution to be enacted in this next session, setting up a committee to do a study of this issue. And then you have it on record, you have the entire legislature making the decision, and you can get it done that way.
Yeah.
Have your organization go to the legislature and ask for a study resolution.
You know, then when we start going down in values, then you've also got the other issue where people still need so much money to run government and everything, so less isn't always better. So.
Anything else for the Board of Equalization?
I got a question. Do you know how many or any cases? I mean, we got a letter on a case that's going before Turk from Gage
there's
County.
Is
there time for filing passed? Or, I mean, that's
yep.
all you're going to have then?
Okay. That's all we have. I don't know if he, on those, we have two Turk cases.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We don't have any dates on those. They send it to the clerk, and then she gives us copies, but we do have two of them that are going up. So I guess what you want to talk about is, you know, who we want to represent us at Turk.
Yeah.
Generally, it's been Daryl, but...
I would just say that I see no reason that you would deviate from your past practice.
I agree.
I mean, you don't react to somebody else.
Yeah, the board would probably have to vote, though, to see if you want him to represent you at Turk.
How soon do we need to do that?
We probably should get it on the agenda for the future. Or that case probably won't be scheduled for next year.
No, it'd be a good idea to go ahead.
Why don't we schedule it to approve or disapprove?
That's who's always done it in the past for you, so...
Good idea.
What else, Patty?
Is that all I have, Rex?
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order of equalization? Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:38.